Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Stream Along the Path. And, we're here again doing another Netflix Q episode. The gift that keeps on giving, I guess. And today, I think I'm just going to talk about two movies that kind of go together. Well, there's a common thread in them, and that is the actress who's in them. Most recently, my family watched The Shallows. And in the Shallows, the main star, almost the only star in the movie, is Blake Lively. And so we liked that movie. I think we picked it out. We were looking for something, and we saw that it had a shark in it. And so we kind of read the synopsis. And for the longest time, my youngest son wanted to watch Jaws. And I kind of held off on letting him watch Jaws just because he was one of the best in the water, you know, the swimmers. My oldest daughter's really afraid of the water, even though she's had swim lessons. And, but she's still scared of the water. She doesn't like going out. Anyway, getting too far off there. My older son, he'll go swimming and he likes that, but, he's a good swimmer. But if we go to the ocean or something like that, he always spends more time playing in the sand than he does playing in the water. Where my younger two kids are like fish. They love the water. You can't get them out of the water. They just love it. And since my youngest son was like that, I didn't want him to be afraid of the water. And I, you know, thought that watching Jaws might do that to him. But eventually I said, well, here's what happened. I guess that was the 40th anniversary, right, of Jaws a couple years ago. And it came out in the theaters for like a weekend. A theatrical release of Jaws. And I totally missed it. I didn't know it was coming. And I thought that would have been cool to take my family to see Jaws in the theater. I thought that would have been a lot of fun. And even though maybe my older two kids would have appreciated it. But anyway, so that kind of prompted me to say, you know what? I don't want to deny them of the cool experience of watching Jaws. It is an awesome movie. And so I let them watch Jaws. So my youngest two watched all the Jaws movies. In fact, I don't think I've even seen all of Jaws 3D. Or I don't know if I've watched any of Jaws the Revenge. I should probably do that just to say I have. But yeah, I've definitely seen the first two movies. But most often is the first movie, which is really the only good one. And so they like those movies. And but last time we were swimming or in the water, my son said something like, "You're right, Dad. I definitely do think about Jaws now when I'm in the water." But he hasn't been scared enough to not get in the water. But yeah, you can't help it, man. I mean, I've loved swimming all my life, but there's always, you know, if I'm out in pretty far from shore at a lake or something like that, and your mind starts working, you think, I can't see anything underneath this water. What if there was a giant fish? Or what if there was a shark? You know, what would I do? And then you kind of, you get that feeling, that rush of adrenaline, that instant fear, and oh my gosh, and then it goes away, and you can kind of relax and do stuff. But anyway, so we saw what The Shallows was about, and it was, I think it's loosely based on a true story, if I'm not mistaken. And so, yeah, it's a story about this girl. No, I don't think it is based on a true story. I don't think so. Anyway, she goes away. She's by herself. She's in another country on an island somewhere. And she's on the phone. She talks to her sister on the phone. And says, yeah, I just had to get away. She wanted to go surf. She's heard about this area of this island. It's a really good place to surf. And so that's why she's going out there. And she tells her sister that she'll call her the next day or whatever. And she goes to this little shallows area, this cove. And there's a couple surfer guys out there. But they're on their way out, you know, when she gets there, it's later in the day or something. and they're kind of coming in. They've been out surfing all day, and they take off, and she's out there surfing. Well, there's a whale, a dead whale that's close, not inshore, but, you know, in the area. And so, of course, that would attract a shark, right? That would come feast or eat off of this whale. So there's this shark in the water, and it attacks her. She eventually is able to save herself. She gets on a rock, but the tide's coming in, and, you know, the rock's going to go away, the shark's going to get her. And I can't remember how she survives that first night. I guess gets up on the rock. Maybe it's high enough. I can't remember how that... Oh, anyway. But it's all about her survival in this cove. And nobody comes back the next day. Or no, there was a guy that came back. And he's swimming out to her, and she's trying to yell at him not to. And he gets eaten by the shark. It's a very smart shark. And I guess sharks are intelligent, right? I mean, they're also very sensitive and can detect things. Motion and sense and things like that. Blood in the water. You know. But I don't know. This shark seemed extra smart. But she timed because it kind of did a rotation around where she was. And she started timing it to see how long it took it to, because it would go over, I think, and eat on the whale or something and then come back. And so she was timing that, and she had to get from one rock to another. Or no, she wanted to get out to this buoy that was out there. But the shark figures it out. It's coming after her when she's swimming over there. And she's injured, right? She got bit, but she's a... she's a doctor or a nurse, but she's a medical, she knows medical stuff. She had a first aid kit. She's able to stitch up her wounds and take care of herself after she got out of the water, but she's still injured. She's still having a hard time moving her leg and doing things. And so she has to try to survive and escape. And that's pretty much what the whole movie is about. And it's just pretty much her in the water. She has a, it's not a found footage movie, but she does have a camera with her, and it shows, or, you know, like a GoPro or something like that. And so some of the film is done with her doing video. I don't know if it was hers or somebody else's that died. Anyway, it's kind of a good show. It's suspenseful and intense, and you're wondering how she's going to survive and if she's going to survive and all these things. And, yeah, it's good, fun to watch. It's, you know, it's not Oscar material, but it's a fun movie to watch, entertaining. The other movie that I remember Blake Lively from, well, of course, there's always Green Lantern, right? She was in Green Lantern as the love interest there, and I didn't mind her in that. It wasn't a great performance, her best performance. Whatever. But, and I have more forgiveness for Green Lantern than most people do, even though I see all the flaws, and I agree with a lot of the things that have been said that could have made it a lot better. But, I'm not going to really count that as a review. I think I've talked about that in other episodes when I did the superhero marathon or something like that. But the other movie that I wanted to talk about, aside from Green Lantern and The Shallows, was The Age of Adeline, which stars Harrison. Well, it stars Blake Lively, but it also has Harrison Ford in it. The premise of the show is that, when was she born? She was born in the 1940s, I guess. And when she was a young woman, like 19 or something like that, she had an accident. And she fell, hit her head, or something happened to her. But after she wakes up, she's been changed. And she doesn't realize it at first, but essentially since that time, she's never aged. She's always been a young woman. And so she goes on. She has a daughter who's older than she is. So I don't know if you remember me talking about the TV show Forever, but I really like that show. And that was kind of the same thing, is that the guy became immortal, and his son was older than he was, and they were staying together. Anyway, it's kind of the same thing with Adeline. And it shows her life and the things that she does and how she deals with this. You know, she essentially has to become somebody else. And she has to have a secret identity for several years. And then when it comes time, she has to assume another identity so that people don't suspect, you know, why aren't you aging? Why aren't you getting older? And so it's a complicated life, but she seems to deal with it. Her daughter and her both know, and they meet up on occasion. But when she was a young woman, you know, before this happened, she was dating a young man and falling in love. But after this accident, after the change, she realized that she couldn't live with that sorrow of growing old and watching him die. Or I don't know. She broke it off anyway, and realized that it wasn't going to work. But she didn't explain anything to him. She just disappeared from his life. Or maybe she did say goodbye. But yeah, they never saw each other again. Until a certain point. She started dating this guy who ends up being her former lover's son. Because, you know, many years have passed. It's now modern day. And that young man eventually got married and grew up and had a family. And that is the character that's played by Harrison Ford, the older version of her younger lover. And so she's dating his son now. And but, you know, of course, he's older. He's moved out of the house and on his own. Right. And then I guess he brings her home because I think her daughter talks her into, you know what, you need to stop. You need to find love. You need to enjoy life and have meaning with somebody. And so I think she kind of talks Adeline into pursuing a more serious relationship with this guy. And so they go, and she goes to meet his parents. And then she realizes, oh, holy crap. I don't know who realizes, whether Harrison Ford realizes or recognizes her right away. I think it's a little bit slower for him, his character. But I think she realizes pretty quick after she meets him who he is and who she's dating. And she's kind of freaking out about it. And just hoping that he doesn't figure it out and hoping that nobody notices. But Harrison Ford, he knows who she reminds him of. And he's just blown away by how much she looks like the girl that he loved when he was younger. And, you know, of course, his wife is there and his family's there. And so he's trying not to say anything because I guess he's never told his wife about this other person. And so, but he's just entranced by her. He can't believe that she looks. And he's like, who is your mother? And trying to find out about her. And, you know, she's just kind of trying to be vague. Well, eventually he figures it out and confronts her with it. And it's just kind of an interesting movie, you know, different than, I don't know. And all movies are different, I guess. I keep saying that in these. This is a different kind of movie. But it is. I mean, it's a fantasy movie, I guess, because she's immortal. But, you know, it's got these romantic interests. What would happen if, kind of thing, and it plays that out, and it's very interesting, and I really liked Harrison Ford in the movie, and I liked her, I liked Blake Lively, too, but, you know, she's in that young Julia Roberts stage. I don't know if she'll ever become as famous as Julia Roberts, but, you know, she's doing these kinds of movies that are for younger actresses that are up and coming, I guess you could say. So I liked Blake Lively in it, but I really was interested in it because of Harrison Ford. And then they have flashbacks and stuff of when she was dating this other guy. So yeah, the actor who plays the younger Harrison Ford in this movie is named Anthony Ingerber. Ingerber, I think, is how you pronounce it. And I was just blown away when I saw this, that how much he looked like Harrison Ford when he was younger. You know, I'm talking American Graffiti Harrison Ford. I mean, it just, it's very, very uncanny. I mean, it's not identical. I mean, they're obviously different people, but if you told me that was Harrison Ford's son, I'd say, yeah, that looks like him to me. I mean, it looks like it would be Harrison Ford's son. I don't know what it is. I guess it could be the eyebrows. It could be the smile. I'm looking at a picture right now of what he looks like. But, you know, just the look in his eye and the kind of the smile. I think they did up the hair, you know, on purpose to look like Harrison Ford back in the 70s. But, man, I was just blown away. And at the time, I don't think there was any plans for a younger Han Solo movie. But I remember thinking, wow, if they ever did a movie of a younger Han Solo or a younger Indiana Jones. Well, of course, we had a young Indiana Jones with a different actor, John Patrick Flannery, right? Flannery? So, yeah, that was a different movie or a different show. But anyway, I was thinking, yeah, if they ever do a young Han Solo, they should get that actor. So when they did actually announce that there was going to be a young Han Solo movie, I instantly thought of this guy, Anthony, from Age of Adeline. And I thought, man, for sure, they should really pursue this guy. Now, I don't know how good of an actor he was. He was not in the movie a lot. I think he had some speaking lines, but it was pretty vague. And, you know, I didn't get a good sense if he was a good actor. You know, he's pretty much just there in brief appearances, so he may not be a good actor. So they might have tested for him and found out that, yeah, he needs more time to learn how to act. I don't know. I hope they at least looked at the guy. I know I've heard other people mention him, and I was impressed with the likeness of him compared to Harrison Ford. But, of course, as we know, Alden Ehrenreich has been cast as the young Han Solo movie, which is coming out in May. So that's pretty cool. I wonder if this episode will come out before that or not. We'll have to see. I guess it depends on how diligent I am and how quickly these get edited. So anyway, I guess that's all I had to say about Age of Adeline. I like the movie. It was kind of neat to watch the interactions between the characters. And, you know, I like having that, you know, what if you live forever? And, you know, there's a little bit more, not a twist, but there's more developments at the end of the movie. But I guess I'll let you discover that for yourself if you watch it. It's kind of funny how arbitrarily I decide to spoil something without warning you. And then the next time I'm talking about a movie, I'm like, oh, I'll let you watch it and figure out the rest. I just kind of arbitrarily decide which what I'm going to spoil and what I'm not. But again, a little bit of the luxury of the Netflix Q episodes is that these movies have been out for a long time. You know, it's not like Age of Adeline came out last month and you were going to go watch it, but I spoiled it for you. If you really wanted to watch Age of Adeline, you've had plenty of time to do it. I guess same thing with The Shallows, but maybe, you know, hopefully some of these movies you've never heard of before, and I mention them, and you're like, that sounds like a pretty good movie. And so maybe you'll go check them out. I don't know. Have you heard of The Shallows? Have you heard of Age of Adeline? I don't know. Anyway, this is kind of a quicker episode. I just wanted to talk about those two movies. I couldn't really find anything else that fit. And when I started out doing this, you know, I was going for the randomness of, you know, this movie, this movie, this movie. They might not be related to each other, but these are the movies that I watch. I still kind of have a fascination for that, but as I'm looking at the list of movies, I see similarities and parallels in you know, some of the storylines or some of the story elements that I want to talk about, maybe compare against each other. But anyway, like I said, this is a quicker episode, just two movies talking about pretty quick. And that's it for now. We'll find out next time what else is strewn on the path. Bye-bye.
The Journey Into podcast is produced under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives License.
Looking hot and looking pretty. All right. What am I waiting for? But here we are, face to face, and the other movie that I wanted to talk, I cannot speak today, which stars Harrison. Well, it stars Blake Lively, but it also has Harrison Ford in it. I think Annette Bening. No, it's not Annette Bening. I can't remember who the actress is. Anyway, we'll get to all that, I guess. But anyway, and I like the, you know, my goodness. Cannot speak. Yeah, so we shut down the ignition server and prep for the power outage. So I tried to call ops, but they didn't answer. So okay, yeah, and then we can. I can tell them how to turn it back on. So okay, thanks. Bye. Oh, I'm still. Oh, that's funny. I caught all that on the microphone here. Holy cow, where was I? I forgot I was recording. I should have stopped the recording. Oh, well. This is the life of me. I'm trying to drive. I'm not working right now, but yet I keep getting calls. So, there we go. Shoot, I don't even remember where I was.